If you're having trouble, please email sys@ckut.ca. That's sys@ckut.ca.
Fresh breath of alternate air.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program. Hi, I'm your host, Doug Ford. And for this evening, we're going to be continuing on our radio documentary, one that we call The Rock Dig. It's our archaeological discovery of the UK's underground music scene in the 60s and the 70s, where we're sampling the very seedlings of music from artists and bands who would later grow up to become the juggernaut bands of the future. This all takes place in Britain in the flower power era of the psychedelic 60s and the hard rock underground scene of the 70s. So as we like to say, it's time now to put on your tinted sunglasses and adjust your seatbelt, climb into your Wayback Machine, and here we go.
Catch me. pussycat, you're where it's at. The one that's in on every play.
The EM South.
Big Gal.
Speak easy, drink easy, pull easy.
Hold your group together with Road to South Street.
Thank you.
Okay, and welcome back. Let's just recap what we just listened to in that last set. We began things off with a 1964 single from a band from London called the Bow Street Runners. Some nice harp work there. The song that we heard was a song simply called The Bow Street Runner. After that, it was a classic British blues band called Chicken Shack from the 60s. Stan Webb was more or less the centerpiece figure in that band. And after a few lineup changes, they put out this album on Derham Records in February of 1972, an album entitled Imagination Lady. And from that, we heard the classic, much-covered Don Nix track, Going Down. After that, it was a sampling from a fellow named Caleb. His name is Caleb Quay, and he's pretty much a whiz kid, a teenage whiz kid back in the 60s, as a studio producer, a songwriter, and arranger, associating himself with a number of different pop and psych bands, including the likes of Billy Nichols as being one of his side projects. And he would gather at a whim different musicians, grab some free studio time whenever he could find it, and write and record some of his own material. And the song that we heard there was Caleb Quay's song, A Woman of Distinction, which was released as a 7-inch single on Philips Records back in 1967. And what we just heard in that last set, that was from a band called The Action, and they were formed back in 1963. They come from Kentish Town in London, and it really wasn't until they had hooked up with famed producer George Martin that things really started to turn around for them. They released a number of popular singles in London in the mid-60s and even caught the ear and eye of Chris Blackwell from Island Records. The Action released a couple of albums, but were largely just very popular in England. And quite frankly, it wasn't really until 1980 when Paul Weller had the opportunity to dig through their discography and release and re-release some of the Action's music. And the song that we heard was simply a song called A Saying for Today, one of those songs that were never really formally released by the Action, but were found on some of the rediscovery work done by Paul Weller. More music for you. You are listening to the Drastic Plastic program. This is our documentary that we're calling The Rock Dig. Stick around, we've got more for you.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hi there. Are you looking for some hot conversation tonight? I sure am. My name's Chalky the Chipmunk, and me and my sexy rodent friends are waiting for your call. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-900-TARTY. I would like to talk to you while I play with my nuts and acorns, but I can't do that unless you call. So come on, what do you have to lose? $5.99 a minute? Whoa, you probably spent that much today on a box of my crappy breakfast cereal, Chalky Nom Noms. So just grab the damn phone and dial 1-900-TARTY. We'll have a chocktastic good time.
Under 18, make sure your parents aren't home before calling.
Radio, better than the internet. No reading required.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
Up next, these are the Montanas on the Drastic Plastic program.
She's all around, feet off the ground, couldn't care less about me. Wind in her hair, she's everywhere, she's just a traveling fair.
Sorry, but that's just the only way. Round about. she go after the show? Couldn't care less about you. Wind in her hair, Vanity Fair. She's just a traveling fair.
Dull and commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living, one thing stands out as a completely unique experience. Colt 45 Malt Liquor.
Make up little stories that I know you like to hear.
Okay, and welcome back. What we just heard in that last set, that last song was from a band called UFO. That's right. They were originally formed back in 1968. Their first name was simply Hocus Pocus, but it wasn't really until they had hooked up with a guy named Guy Fletcher and Doug Flett that they really got inspired by Led Zeppelin, and henceforth, those two fellas helped them kind of reshape and realign their sound more to a Zeppelin sound. And the song that we heard was a song called Prince Kajuku, which was a 7-inch released on their label Beacon Records, and was also appearing on their second album released in 1972, a UFO album called Flying, 1 Hour Space Rock. Again, the song is called Prince Kajuku from UFO. Before that, it was from a band called Stray that we took the song called Dearest Eloise. Now, chief songwriter and lead guitarist Del Broham was pretty much the centerpiece, again, from this particular band. And he used to say, "I like to write tunes rather than riffs." And that probably explains the sound of this band, which can go from a kind of a visceral hard rock to a Beatle-ish love for pop and melody. And this was maybe one of the tracks that was prominent in their album released in 1971 called Suicide. And again, the song was called Dearest Eloise from the band Stray. Preceding that, it was, again, one of these bands that were less than popular, falling through the cracks of many different bands that were popping up. It was a band called Slowhand. A number of different musicians played in this band. They're putting out a number of different songs that they had both written and covered. The song that we heard was a song called Rosie, which was actually never officially released. It comes from their archival collection, recorded back in 1971. And maybe some of the more interesting things is that members of this band went on to play in punk bands called the Fruit Eating Bears. Some went on to play with Gary Moore, and others went on to play with Status Quo. Again, the band is called Slowhand. We heard the song Rosie. And we began things off at the top of the set with a kind of a fuzz-laden harmony pop band that came out of Wolverhampton. They were produced by Tony Hatch, who had a lot to do with the stylings and the directions of this particular band. Never really amounting to much outside of England, we did hear from them in this 7-inch single released on Pi Records back in 1969. This was the Montanas and a track that they recorded, a song called Roundabout. More music for you. Do stick around. You're listening to the Drastic Plastic Program, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
You are listening to The Rock Dig, an archaeological look at psychedelic pop, prog, hard rock, and the freak folk scene of the British underground in the 60s and 70s.
Give me some assistance now. They love good, they love proud. it's just a price that you must pay. All my friends, they put me down, so I go from town to town. They all say that I'm a clown. They play
Thank you.
Okay, and welcome back to the spoken word segment of the program. What we just heard in that last set, that was from a band called Cycle, and they basically took their name as a nod to psychedelic music. They were formed in 1968. They come from Middlesbrough. They were basically a band of friends and family playing largely in the area of Middlesbrough. Perhaps their claim to fame might have been opening up for Mott the Hoople and Atomic Rooster on each of those bands' tours of England. Sadly, though, they basically remained as local heroes. They did, however, were able to go into a studio at one particular time in Bedfordshire and press 99 copies of some studio songs that they had recorded in hopes of getting a recording contract, but that was never to be. However, we did get to hear one of those recordings, and that was a song called Father of Time, again from the band Cycle. Before that, we heard from Cyril Davies and his R&B All-Stars. At a time back in 1962, maybe 1963, they had gotten into the studios with a bunch of musicians in the area and recorded on Pi Records a number of different blues tracks, and this was a particular one, and a pretty much a favorite from a lot of bands. It was a song called Country Line Special. Again, that was Cyril Davies. And preceding them, it was Barry, Robin, and Maurice Gibb. Yeah, it's the Bee Gees. And they were actually born in the Isle of Man, of course, to English parents before moving to Manchester and then later transferring over to Australia back in 1958. Now, before the Bee Gees fell prey to the devil of disco, back in the 60s, they recorded some brilliant, great pop songs. And the one that we heard was a song called Play Down, and that came from their album simply entitled Monday's Rain, which was pressed and released in 1966. And we began things off with a really fun track from Jimmy James and the Vagabonds, who released this 7-inch recording on Piccadilly Records back in 1966. Largely a very popular band live, and we had a chance to hear their song Ain't Love Good, Ain't Love Proud by Jimmy James and the Vagabonds. Let's keep things going with our last little bit of music before we hand things over to 27th Hour of Horror at 11 o'clock. This is Simon Dupree and The Big Sound here on the Drastic Plastic Program.
Love, not war. Just 'cause I can't buy you a new fur coat, you stand there crying. Well, half the world is starving, and the other half hurt and dying. They're spending all our money on killing our fellow man. At the crossroads of time now. Oh, crossroads of time. At the crossroads of time, yeah. Lord, the crossroads of time. Ain't gonna fight no more, no more. Ain't gonna fight no more. Gonna make love, not war, not war. Gonna make love, not war. Ain't gonna fight, ain't gonna fight. Ain't gonna fight no more. Gonna make love, gonna make love. Gonna make love, not war. Gonna make love, not war, yeah. Gonna make love, not war. Don't you think that after two world wars it's kind of sad? Still nation fighting nation, and they call us mad. Now everybody knows that it's love now, it's what his planet wants.
Crossroads of time.
At the crossroads of time now.
Crossroads of time.
Oh, the crossroads of time.
Crossroads of time.
I said the crossroads of time, yeah.
Crossroads of time.
Love, the crossroads of time. We're gonna fight no more, no more. Ain't gonna fight no more. Gonna make love, not war, not war. Gonna make love, not war. We ain't gonna fight, ain't gonna fight. Ain't gonna fight no more. Gonna make love, gonna make love. Gonna make love, not war. Gonna make love, not war. Gonna make love, not war, yeah. Gonna make love, not war. Gonna make love, not war.
And welcome back. Well, what we just heard in our final set of music for tonight, that was a Welsh band by the name of Eyes of Blue, who had formed in the early 1960s. Now, maybe that lyrical refrain of make love, not war, may have been perhaps a signature to the psychedelic 60s and a lot of bands at that particular time, but seems awfully refreshing when you hear it now, given the times that we live in. But the Eyes of Blue were a band that maybe lacked a lot of significant success, though they did start off winning off a Melody Maker band contest and got themselves their first recording contract with Decca Records. But they found themselves being signed and dropped by a number of different labels, including Derham and Mercury. The song we did hear was a song called Crossroads of Time, which was from their album on Mercury Records in 1970. And we began things off from a band called Simon Dupree and the Big Sound. They were a local popular band in the UK in the mid-60s. A soulster type of band who had refrained the use of a number of different songs given to them by their management company, who insisted that they become a more of a pop success or a top 40 success. Instead, they wanted to do something a little more involving their own songwriting. So they went into Abbey Road Studios, and lurking around in Studio 2, they found a Mellotron. And remembering, of course, that the Beatles used the Mellotron extensively during Sgt. Pepper, they decided that they would release their own single, and they released this 7-inch, a song called Like the Sun, Like the Fire, on Parlophone Records in the summer of 1967. Again, that's Simon Dupree and The Big Sound. Don't forget, in programming notes on Drastic Plastic next week, it'll be our man from Manchester who will be behind the microphone from Strangeway Studios. And of course, in just a very few short seconds, it'll be the 27th hour of Disorder, Horror, and Mayhem. So do stick around. You're listening to CKUT. Thanks again for tuning in for this evening's episode 4 of The Rock Dig here on the Drastic Plastic program. Thank you ever so much for taking the time to tune in and to listen, and we'll see you again next time. Good night.
It's the 27th hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder, and it's two consecutive times colliding. We're joining a different episode of the 27th hour as we speak, and we're going to shoot back in time to May 22nd, 2017. And to the best of my understanding, this is a dual episode of with the Captain and Graham, but I got overwhelmed this week, and this is what's happening, so I hope you enjoy it. Here it is. May 5th, 22nd, 2017. CKUT 90.3 FM.